Penske Fields in the second round of the winner's side of the double elimination bracket. Now, let's go live to the field with WXCY's Chris Barber and Chris Nicholas.
Hello and welcome to Semansky Fields for tonight's contest between the Kane All-Stars and the St. Mary's Area Little League All-Stars. Chris, coming into this contest, both teams 1-0 entering this game, and certainly going to be a lot of fun here on this beautiful ballpark here. A lot of thanks goes out to Dave Underkoffer for getting the field ready for the kids. I'm Chris Barber, you're Chris Nicholas. It's been a couple months since we've been on the radio together. So we're coming to you live again from Semansky Fields here down in Flickerwood for tonight's contest. Kane won the toss, or actually deferred the toss, and will be the home team, which that's a thing with All-Stars, Chris, is even though the bracket's set up there and we're playing in Kane, it always goes to a coin flip to figure out the home team, and Kane thankfully won by default.
And it's all about Little League. Little League tries to be fair to everybody. Mm-hmm. And just one thing I got to read here to get a couple of the legal things out of the way. So I'll read this one right now. This Little League International Tournament game is presented by 101.7 WXZY Kane under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the expressed written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. So, you know, it's great to be out here. The field looks great. It has a beautiful K right in the center of the field. The American flag right back there, and the infield looks awesome. The lines look great, and hopefully the teams are ready to play.
Yeah, if anybody drove by the field last night, they probably saw the lights on at about 10 o'clock. That was actually Dave and I finishing up the spray paint
there
on the
we
K. I had some mowing issues. The belt kept falling off on me. I'm going to swing by the belt store tomorrow for the lawnmower and get a new one. But yeah, we were able to finish up the K last night. Looks crisp, nice white bases, nice clean unis here. St. Mary's comes in with that perennial kind of Goliath feel. Kane comes in as the David of this situation, or at least that's how it feels. But watching the teams warm up, certainly it's more like a Goliath versus Goliath. A lot of strength on the mound for the Kane All-Stars. If you hear me slip up, I'm going to probably refer to them as the Wolves, because these are your future Wolves. Every one of these kids lives in the Kane area, which is for the first time in several years we've actually had just a Kane All-Star team. Normally we're combining with Johnsonburg, Ridgeway, St. Mary's, or never St. Mary's.
Kane, Johnsonburg, Ridgeway.
Yeah, in years past we've combined with Bradford a couple times. So this is the first time that these kids actually are able to come together as just a local Kane squad. A lot of good ball players play a lot of travel ball between the Kane squad. So they have a lot of experience playing together. Going to get Soren Swanson behind the dish here catching for us. Over at first base for Kane will be Seth Lundin. Almost did it already, Chris.
Already, boy.
Second base is going to be Braylon Mayberry. Third base will be Nick Lorenzo. Shortstop is going to be Lucas Ledwith. Left field for the All-Stars is going to be Kane Jamerson. Center field is going to be Trace Underkoffer. And right field will be Ben McCormick. Ben McCormick, leadoff hitter, son of Mike McCormick, arguably one of the better baseball players of the past 30 years in Kane. So exciting, a bunch of young talent here for these guys. We're going to be live at the field as we listen in, I believe, to the national anthem coming up. We'll just cut live to the field when that happens. Got a portable audio system, a little bit of technical difficulties. If you're listening in while you're watching here live, unfortunately the scoreboard just kind of something happened at some point. So they're going through lineups before we do anything else. For the St. Mary's All-Stars, we're going to have – I'm going to have to write those down. Somehow we missed those.
Well, I think you had them there at some place, didn't you?
I did, and then I gave it back to one of these.
He has it right down there. The announcer for the lineups there has it, Mr. Jim Lenaway.
So it'll be they're going to lead off with Landon Smith. He is going to be playing their second base. And then number two batter is T.J. Gornati, playing shortstop. Let's see, Brindle. Muccio, Pissner.
Yeah. Then we have Mecca. Yeah.
Herzing's going to be doing the catching. And we'll get first names here momentarily. I have their kids off the bench. Number 11, Ethan Chittle. Number 4, Peyton Wendell. Number 3, Jay Volmey. And number 9, Will Chapman. For the Wolves coming off the bench today, going to get some playing time, is Tyler Gibson, Eli Payne, Landon Chapman, Will Silfies, or sorry, for the Kane All-Stars. Just get used to it, folks.
It's going to happen. It's going to go with it.
We're going to ride with the future Wolves. And I don't know if it was St. Mary's, if they're future Dutchmen or future Crusaders.
That could be either.
I think there's some definite Elk County names out there.
Yeah.
Elk County Catholic names. Brindle. I think Muccio. Those are names that you'll hear coming from the Crusaders probably moving forward, or have heard. But for the again, for the batting lineup, for Kane, Ben McCormick leading off, Lucas Ledwith batting second, Keller Chamberlain third. In the cleanup spot will be Soren Swanson. 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. And then it looks like Seth Lundin will be in the 5-hole. In the 6-hole, Trace Undercoffer batting 7th will be Kane Jamerson. 8th, Braylon Mayberry. And 9th, Nick Lorenzo. So I got to change my scorecard. That looks like it was a late...
Yeah, they changed it up a little
late
bit there.
Late change there. So we're going to have Soren batting where we had Seth. And Seth batting where Soren was. All right. So, again, we're live here on WXUI 101.7 Radio, bringing you tonight's contest between the Kane All-Stars and the St. Mary's All-Stars on the road to Williamsport. And the major league action, or 11 to 12 action, however you want to look at it. But this is the stuff that you see on TV, on ESPN.
Absolutely.
Later in the summer, right about beginning of August time when football's starting to gear up. You're still watching this.
We're
going to go live to the field for the playing of the national anthem.
And just some technical things. We are listening to this game on WXCY LP Kane. And I'm going to try to play with some sound settings here while Chris keeps going.
Yeah, so this is the second round matchup. Kane comes in after beating Brockway 12-5. Live at the field is going to be the Little League Pledge. Nice little handshake there between Swanson and, I believe, can't catch the number or the name there.
Number
is that Gornati, maybe?
Gornati, yep, 16.
Number 16, Gornati.
Is that better
we'll
in your ears
first
now, Chris?
That's much better,
there
thank
we go.
You.
Adjusting all this new equipment we had.
So Kane comes in with being victorious over Brockway 12-5 in the what would be second round. Kane and, let's see, there was in the bracket, it looks like it would have been about a 12 or a 13-team bracket. So there were some uneven byes and stuff like that. But Kane got a second-round matchup against Brockway. Brockway beat Brookville. Kane beats Brockway 12-5 here on Saturday of Alumni Weekend. Nice little 4 o'clock game. Came out slow. Actually, we're trailing in the second inning, but then we're able to get things rolling and kind of rolled away with a 12-5 victory, just able to overpower there. And then St. Mary's comes in as a 10-0 winner over Bradford, beat them in 5. In Little League Baseball, there's a mercy rule is what it's referred to as, and that's anytime you're up by 10 after 5 or 15 after 4 innings, the game can be called as long as the team trailing gets one more at bat, so you can actually end it in a half inning if the home team or designated home team is up by that many. Behind the dish tonight for tonight's contest will be Mark Cossack, Kane's own Mark Cossack, and then in the field I have the name written down here and all my stuff blew away, is Cody Ritter. St. Mary's native and a ball player from down there. He'll be doing all the field work for us. So probably not going to get on too hard because these are volunteers volunteering their time. It's about 85 degrees down at the field with humidity, I would imagine, up in the 90s. So it's not going to be warm for either of these umpires.
It's warm tonight, isn't it? It's beautiful day, though. A little bit of wind here.
Great day. Wind's blowing straight away center field. So I imagine you lift one, you're going to get a little wind aid there. And it's going to be on the hump. Is that Ledwith gets the start? I thought it was going to be Chamberlain, but Ledwith now getting the start on the hump for Kane. I'm going to double-check my lineup. Stepping into the plate, Landon Smith, second baseman, number 24. Ledwith comes set. First pitch. Right down the middle. Ground to third baseman. Third baseman picks it up, makes the throw. Stretch can't be done there by Lundin. Lundin goes down slow. He's able up. Going to leg out two bases there. Smith on the leadoff single.
And there to second on an error, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're going to have probably that's an infield hit and then get to second on the error.
Yep.
Second one, grounded to third. Goes to first. Gets the out at first. Not able to hold long enough to get the runner. Runner's going to move up to third on the fielder's choice there. That's going to go 5-3 in the scorebook. So two pitches here.
Two pitches, two hits.
Two hits.
Yeah.
Well, one hit. One fielder's
hit, one
choice.
Hit, one, yep.
Runner's at third.
A foul ball.
That's going to be, I think, Hansloven's the last name. Third baseman, number 7. Hansloven, the right-handed batter. Ledwith going to go from the windup. Now, there's no leading off in Little League Baseball, so you can go from a windup anytime on the field. Second pitch, right down the middle, a little high. Hansloven swings underneath it. That makes the count 2-0. Or 0-2, I'm sorry. Comes set and delivers. Just ooh, inside. Oh, just misses just the batter.
Almost had the batter there.
I think if Hansloven has that anywhere other than his knees, he's probably going to wear that. That's up a little bit. You wear that in the thigh and pretend like you're getting out of the way. Count now 1-2. Yep. He gets him, strikes him out looking. That's going to be a backwards K in the scorebook. Nice pitch there by Ledwith to get that second out. Runner at third still. That's Smith. Brindle steps up, number 44. He's going to be playing, looks like, center field. Ledwith comes set, just misses outside. Nice spot there. Big right-handed hitter, Brindle. 1-0 count. Lays into that one. Just enough to score the run. That's going to plate one. Landon Smith able to score from third base there after getting on with the hit and then the error. And that's Brindle with... That's going to be, I think that's Kane Jamerson out there playing rather deep, almost up to the fence. Brindle just lifts one above the third baseman. That'll plate the run. 1-0 here early on.
Yeah, he's about the deepest out of all the outfielders out there. Rest are playing about mid-outfield. He's almost on the fence.
Ledwith comes set, flies up to shortstop. That's going to be Chamberlain there. Yep. Camps underneath it, catches a can of corn. After a half inning of play, Kane trails St. Mary's 1-0. Hits there go to Landon Smith and Brian. I'm going to run down, Chris, actually, and get some first names for these kids.
And I'm going to read some announcements here that we have to do. So you are listening to this broadcast on WXCY Radio and Kane here. And if you enjoy this broadcast, you know, we are an all-volunteer, non-profit, non-commercial radio station. You can go to our website at WXZYradio.com and click on the PayPal link on there. And any donation is greatly appreciated and helps us keep the station on the air and keeps these games coming to you. And in the fall, we'll have Wolves football starting, so we'll be there on the air with that as well. But are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball, programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And halfway through the first inning, we've got St. Mary's 1 and the Wolves. See, Chris, you come right up here, and I almost said it. The Kane All-Stars are now ready to come up to bat here after the St. Mary's pitcher is done warming up.
Benny Mecca, big, tall righty. Long lever there. When he steps, he's almost coming off the Little League mound there. One of the nice things about playing on the field here is it's a skinned infield, able to bring in a movable mound so we can play softball and baseball on this field. But the movable mound allows for a very consistent step every time for the pitcher, something that we don't get much on fields around here just because the amount of work that a mound takes to get prepared. So
they all like to dig their cleats in to get the right spot, right thing, and you can't do that on this type of mound.
Yeah, so might be something to see here. Mecca thrown to Herzing. Herzing, nice fire down there on the warm-up throw. Good pop for the catcher, so anxious to see what the Wolves or what Kane's going to do. We'll call them the Wolves the rest of the way
just to make it easy. We're struggling, yeah. We'll get it.
So Benny McCormick going to lead off for the Wolves. Mecca comes set from the windup. Lays it right down Broadway. McCormick tries a little slapstick there. Can't find it. He's going to step in here. 0-1 the count. That's outside, 1-1. Mecca not afraid to throw hard there, Chris.
Yeah, he's bringing it all the way down.
McCormick deep in the box, fouls that one off. Goes right back to Mecca.
Deep and outside in the box is where he stands, too, with his stance.
Yeah, looking like he's trying to go opposite way with that stance there, inverted like that. He's going to get rung there. That's a strike three looking on four pitches. Mecca puts McCormick down. Lucas Ledwith stepping in with a little classic throwback here.
Yeah, I love the walk-up music. That's again, part of the atmosphere.
Lucas Ledwith starting on the hump. Favorite baseball player, Ronald Acuna. He's going to ground that one out. Pitcher has it. Throws high to first base. Ledwith's going to not be afraid to go to second base. That's going to be an E1 in the book. Mecca tried to rush that, and first baseman over there, Muccio, just couldn't get up and grab it. I don't know if any of the adults could have got it. It was just a high throw. And got a weird kick off the fence, goes out into right field. St. Mary's able to cover, but Ledwith gets to second on the air. Chamberlain takes first ball strike. Outside corner. Mecca able to locate so far here. That's going to be low. Ledwith going to take off to third base. Nobody going for the ball. Not quite sure what to do there.
Went out to first.
The ball, Herzing able to block it, but it rolls up the first baseline. He starts to go after it and then realizes he can't with the runner advancing to third.
Good presence there, though, to come back.
He's getting another ball there.
Throwing that in to out, outside.
2-1's the count.
Yep.
Mecca comes set, throws that right down the middle. 2-2 count here. Chamberlain up to bat. Runner on third, led with advances on errors. That's going to be low and outside. Full count here for Keller Chamberlain. This is one of those, if it's good, give it a ride. If not, base hit ball four. There it is, low. That's going to be a walk there. And Chamberlain hustles down to first. Looks to go hard 90. Mecca already on the mound, though, and set. Herzing steps out. Give a little direction here. In Little League ball, with the way the bases are 60 feet apart and the way kids have matured so much lately, you got to give a sign here. Try to steal a run if you can from Ledwith. Foul ball by... That's going to be Swanson.
Right back up at us. Thankful for the fence in front of us.
Yeah, I'd have been looking for a second cheek replacement.
Oh, boy.
Lost the first one playing hockey this year. Go. Well, I didn't lose it.
It's back. It's still there.
Numb, but whatever. Mecca comes set, comes high over Swanson's head. He doesn't flinch. He lets it go right over the top. Almost got a base hit there by it bouncing off, ricocheting off his bat. Yeah. I don't know how the bat missed it. 1-1 the count. Swanson lines it up the middle. That's going to plate one run. Chamberlain able to get to second.
Nice hit. Right up the middle.
So Ledwith runs score. Chamberlain advances on that hit. Swanson just hits it over the outstretched reach of Gornati there, the shortstop. He's going to advance. And now stepping to the plate, Seth Lundeen, number four, playing first base for Kane.
Credit him with an RBI as well.
First pitch outside. Great view up here too, Chris. We can critique the home plate umpire if you want. Been good so far. Lundeen goes upstairs for that one and fouls it off down the right field line. Fences here 200 feet the whole way around. That ball probably traveled about 180 feet, but also about 40 feet off of the foul line. So get those hands moving a little quicker, Seth. Get that foot. Pretend you're squishing that bug a little faster. Drive that ball to center field. It's going to be low. Gets by him. Runner's going to advance on the passed ball. Chamberlain up to third and Swanson to second base. Counts 2-1 here to Lundeen.
Just one out.
One out. That's right down Broadway.
Yep.
Lundeen just wasn't ready for that one, I don't think. Not the pitch he was looking for. See what Mecca has here ahead here, 2-2. Looks to go fastball away, nothing doing. Full count now, second full count for Kane. Chamberlain produced the walk earlier in this inning. First base open. Lundeen is going to say not anymore as he takes that walk. Bases juice now for Trace Underkoffer, the center fielder for Kane. Center fielder number 8, wearing number 8. And he's going to line it, ground it down. Chamberlain going to hustle home. Just gets him. That's a close bang-bang play.
Yep.
Great play there. That's going to be a fielder's choice. Runners advance all one, and we're going to have a 1-2-2 out on Chamberlain at the plate.
Inside, but
first
just
pitch
in the box.
Yeah, first pitch inside. He got it. Stepping to the plate, Kane Jamerson now, left right fielder. Ball high up. 1-1 count. Base is juice still. A lot of defensive indifference right now, not trying to hold runners on. They got to go back and tag up anyways. Jamerson swings over the top of that fastball. 1-2 the count. Oh, that's high. Just misses his dome.
Yeah. He moved a little on that one.
Yeah, I would have moved too.
Yeah.
Mecca bringing some heat there. 2-2 the count now. Mecca, quick worker. Comes set and fires. Up high. Full count. Now, third full count of the inning. Wolves got a hit, last two full counts, both went for walks. Jamerson buries it inside. He's going to take first base. That's going to be another run for the
Kane All-Stars. Kane All-Stars. I'll keep that. Maybe I should write that here at the top of my paper.
So we're going to have a timeout here. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Kane up 2-1 with 3 walks being issued.
And 2-1 is the score.
Stepping to the plate is going to be Eli Payne. He's listed in the scorebook as being the left fielder, but that was actually Kane Jamerson that was over in left field. So I'm assuming Eli Payne's going to be playing right field. Not that it really matters, those listening at home when we're at bat, but just try to figure it out here. I'm sorry. No, this is Braylon Mayberry. Yep.
Outside.
First pitch outside. Again, bases full of Kane All-Stars. Mayberry behind that one. Mecca comes, brings it up hard. 1-1 count. Good block there by Herzing to save a run. That definitely, if Herzing doesn't get down and block that, that's going to scoot off away, yep. And Kane will score a run there. Great job by the catcher, Herzing. 2-1 the count. That's to the backstop.
Going to come.
Not enough, though.
Nope. That other one, though, was going down the first baseline, down along the fence if it had got away. This one came right back to him. Yeah.
All right, that makes it full now. 3-2 count. Mayberry takes that one right down the middle. Can't imagine he was given the green light with the struggles Mecca's had so far. So full count, bases loaded here. That's going to be outside. Walks another in. Advance the runners again. That makes the score 3-1. Kane in the driver's seat right now.
And the pitch count's
the bottom
going
of the first.
Up. Pitch count going up, too. Not keeping track here. Somebody is.
Nick Lorenzo up now for Kane. That's inside.
Inside and almost hit.
Believe that's Nick Lorenzo. Going to look for the face next time.
Number 9.
Nice high pitch there. Called a strike right at the top of the zone there. That's where Mecca was living on that first at bat against McCormick. Foul ball. Fouls it straight back behind us. Nick Lorenzo has count 1-2 now.
A little behind. Oh.
Ball's not in play yet, so can't do anything crazy. Shortstop there. Guarnotti talks to Mecca. Says, hey, man, one more strike. We're out of this inning. Let's go get our bats going. Mecca comes set. Fires. Down the middle. That ball's deep to left field. They're going
to
run into each other. No good.
They sure did.
Wolves going to score one run. Two runs. Going to third base. Oh, check that. They're going to get greedy and go for four. And we're going to have an out at home.
He's like, ow.
Not sure. That's. We're good. That's going to be Lorenzo. He's going to get. That's going to be an error. No run scored there.
But out in outfield there.
That'll be an E7 in the book. But Mayberry scores. Jamerson scores from second. And Underkoffer gets in there no problem. After one inning of play, the score.
I have six.
You
have six.
Mayberry got home on that score. 6-1 as they're attending to the left fielder right now for St. Mary's. That's going to be Kai Kasky. Him and it looked like Jack Brindle failed to communicate there. Run into each other. He jumps up, a little smile on his face now as he walks. I think it's more of a this injury is going to go away real quick. Something they practice a lot and just. You know, in the excitement of the game, you fail to call off your center fielder. He's smiling, though, talking to Coach Swanson for Kane. Wolves or Kane players go out, check on the left fielder there. That's going to be Kai Kasky. And we are back, I guess. Everything's good. Little slow walk off here, gathering his breath. Center fielder there. Let's see, Brindle, a big kid. Big 12-year-old kid. So can't imagine that felt good. Probably felt like running into a brick wall.
Sure did.
But we'll be Pissner up here in the second.
Six to one the score. Don't you have?
6-1. Bryce Pissner is up.
Yep.
Just getting my scorebook all cleaned up. Wolves batted around. All nine batters came to the plate there. Lorenzo gets in on it. Drives the ball to deep left center field. Not going to go as a hit in the scorebook as both players had their gloves on it and ran into each other, knocked it out. But able to plate three runs there. He tries to get around the bases and score, not able to. First pitch is low. Fouls off the second one. Pissner does. Count 1-1. Ledwith looks like he kind of went with a little, I don't know if it was a change or a curveball there. Just had a different rotation. Ledwith, that looked like he geared up for a fastball there. It's going to be high and inside, 2-1 count. Come on,
Low.
3-1, pitch was low. Chamberlain, shortstop, playing deep at the edge of the grass. Second baseman Mayberry right up in there. That ball was up, says home plate umpire. Pistons going to be walked on 5 pitches. Benny Mecca, pitcher, coming in to help his cause here. Big low at stance there. He's probably all of about close to 6 foot, and when he's crouched down in his stance, he comes down to about 5'4". Nice and powerful. Ball gets past Swanson. Pisner going to advance on the pass ball. 2-0 the count here to the pitcher, Mecca. Ludwith comes set. Down the middle it goes. Gets past Chamberlain. That's going to score Pisner from second base. So the ball's misplayed in the outfield. And in with a single. That'll be a single on the hit. And he'll get to second base on the error by the left fielder there. Got up into him a little bit. So that'll be next up now, Paxton Herzing. No outs. First pitch strike, though. Ledwith not afraid to go after that zone. Bottom of the order. This is 7-8, or 7-up, seventh batter up now for St. Mary's. Second one's going to be low. Good mix here so far by Ledwith. Not much off speed, just going straight gas right now. It's going to be a pop to the first baseman, Lundeen. Lundeen camps under it easy. Looks to second base. Mecca says, no way, man. No, I'm not wasting that energy. Standing on second base. And it'll go back to Ledwith here. That's going to be an F3 if you're following along at home. First out of the inning. Kai Kasky.
Did not go.
Hands wet, bat didn't, so it's not a strike. Kasky, the one injured in the last inning, comes to that bat here. Just fine smile on his face. Catcher Soren Swanson said, looked like he said, you all right? Kasky said, yep. Nice stop there by Swanson. Knocks it down, keeps it in front of him. Count 2-0 now to Kasky.
You really got in that outfield, have your either shades on and hat down when the ball is coming out there. Sun going right in your eyes.
Yeah, especially right field.
Yep.
Foul ball there. Kasky a little ahead of that one, fouls it off.
And communicate out there, too. We're way over here. I'm not sure if one called or one didn't, but something these young men will learn.
One out here. Ledwith comes set. Fires inside. Ball 3. Ball had just enough movement to avoid hitting Kasky there. I thought he looked like he was anticipating he was going to get him. So 3-1. Ledwith comes set. Juices one down the middle. Fouls straight up behind us. Full count coming.
Got to know where to park your car out here at Szymanski Fields, or truck.
Yeah, I parked my truck way down in left field of field 1.
See, I'm up at field 3, way back.
Okay.
By the outfield.
I lost I had a Corolla once. Camry. Ball 4.
Yep.
Kasky going to advance. Don't forget about the runner on second there. Mecca looks like he wanted to take off, but decided not to. So Kasky walked. And now up for St. Mary's, Landon Smith hit a single in the first and came around to score. Leadoff single. First pitch low in the dirt, bounces over the plate.
We'll say this, that St. Mary's team is very vocal, very loud when their batters are at bat. Nice to see. Lots of good encouragement.
Cheering their teammates on. Wind still blowing straight away center field.
You get under that one, you're going to give one a ride.
Ball bounces again from Ledwith. 2-0 the count. Comes set. High and outside. Ball 3. Ledwith struggling here in the second.
Going to take this pitch more than likely.
Juices it inside high corner. 3-1 the count. Green light given to Smith.
Yep, I just heard that from third base coach. Says, let her rip, right?
He's going to be flied up. Mayberry can't find it. Over from shortstop is Chamberlain. Get the out at second. Yes, no way. Oh. How is that?
Home plate called it out and went out there. It looked like he did.
Can we get a review there?
Yeah, that's a force.
Yeah, they're going to review it. Yeah, I don't know if there was confusion on what
that's
happened
there.
That's
a force at second base, isn't it?
From our vantage point, it looked like the second baseman was able to snag the ball from Chamberlain there before Smith got in there. Umpire out in the field saw it otherwise, so that will go as – that's going to be an E –
Say that one more time.
Not sure really what happened there.
I'm not sure there because that should be a force play.
So
either way, it's a three St. Mary's players are on.
So Mecca's standing on third, Caskey on second. Landon Smith gets on there on another error by Kane. Ledwith comes inside. He swung twice. That hurts, though. That went right off of his bone, right off his upper arm.
Sure did.
Gornati down. Going to be approached by a coach. Two strikes on him. Just one out here.
Yep, they're having a little talk there. He got hit, and the pitcher, and again, sportsmanship is huge in Little League. Coming up to
ball was inside. Gornati swung. Yeah. It looked like he was more of a swing to protect himself, and ball fouls off the barrel or the handle of the bat.
Yeah.
Gets him right in that left upper arm. He'll step up though. Two strikes on him here.
Yep.
Home plate umpire says Gornati, all right. Yep. Said better you than me.
Yeah. How about it?
So Ledwith comes set, fires it down the middle. Just gets over Mayberry's head. Cutting it off is the right fielder. Play is going to come to the plate. No, they hold it. Two score. Mecca scores from third easy. And Caskey comes around from second. They play three this inning. With just one out here in the second, the score is 6-4 now. St. Mary's rallying back. Deep ball hit to left field. Over is Jamerson. Diving catch just out of his hands. Can't get it. Going to roll to the fence. That's going to play two. Play going to get fired home. Ledwith cuts it off. That's going to be a stand-up triple for J.T. Hansloven.
The bats are alive here for St. Mary's.
And that ties it up 6-6 here in the top of the second inning. So just a miscommunication there on what we wanted to do. Ball hit to the third baseman. Must have thought there was two outs, like there should have been.
Yeah.
Throws over to first base, not in time. Brindle going to leg out the fielder's choice. Hansloven comes around to score. 7-6, the score now for Kane.
They're going to have a little talk out there at the mound.
Maybe a pitching change coming.
Possibly, yeah. See what happens.
And not sure what happened there, Chris. Gornati Hansloven standing at third base, took off hard to the plate, and then, stopped as the ball was being thrown to first. I think everybody was kind of...
Everybody thought there were two outs.
Yeah.
I think that play there,
The play was hit to center field, shallow center that got down that...
Yeah.
By all intents and purposes, from our angle, about 95 feet from second base, looked like the play was made by Kane, but the umpire that's right out there seeing it, volunteering his time, said otherwise. So Ledwith stays in, comes set, fires, doesn't get past him. Brindle upstanding to second base. Muccio up. Let's see, he's their first baseman. Number six, Dom Muccio. Ball's outside. 2-0 count to Muccio. Levis comes, sets, delivers.
Get that.
Just gets past Mayberry. Ball hit the center field. Going to launch it from center field. Can't get it up on defensive indifference. He got him out. Yes.
In and out.
That'll be a put out there. If you're keeping score at home, Brindle comes around from second to score. Muccio thrown out, trying to get to second base. That'll be an 8-2 to 4 on the putout. Center to the catcher. Catcher cuts it, throws to second baseman Braylon Mayberry. Ball up to Pisner. Second time up this inning. Reached on a walk, full count walk. Ball just catches that corner. 1-1 the count. Nice pitch there by Ledwith. That's the spot he wants to work in, Chris.
Yeah, he's right there. There it is. Come on.
Grounded, slow roller to Chamberlain. Comes up firing. Gonna say got him.
Yep.
And nice play there by Chamberlain. Good stretch by Lundin to get that final out. We'll have a 6-3 put out in the second after two or one and a half innings of play. 8-6 is the score.
And I have another announcement here of from a Little League public service announcement. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challengers, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And this game is on WXCY Radio. We're a nonprofit, non-commercial station, much like the Little League is. And we're donation-run, though. So if you're out there listening to this broadcast and you enjoy it, you can visit our website at www.WXCY Radio. Wow, I'm struggling here with all the W's.
And I'll tell you what, Chris. If you don't enjoy it, you give us a bigger donation. We'll be able to afford some good broadcasters.
Yeah, how about it? WXZYRadio.com. There, and we have a PayPal link for donations there. It's all, again, nonprofit, non-commercial station. And we do appreciate being out here for the game between Kane and St. Mary's.
Absolutely, Chris. And before we go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to the Kane Area Little League Board for getting the field ready for tonight. Concession stand being held down all season by the Yuzurik family, donating their time every night of the season. Certainly busting their butts in there. Celebrating their daughter's 17th birthday tonight. So happy birthday to her. In relief is Kelly Eli running the concession stand. Jack of all trades she is. First pitch, Mecca gets a ball. That's going to be lined into right center field. Gets past the right fielder. McCormick wheels it into second base on a stand-up double.
Nice way to start off the inning.
And McCormick in with a stand-up double to lead off the second inning.
Nice start.
Ledwith now pitcher up for Kane, for the All-Stars. He reached on an error by the pitcher previously and was able to get around and score.
Outside.
Pitch just outside. Ben McCormick, second base. Lucas Ledwith at bat. 0-1 count, or 1-0 count. Ledwith looked like he was anticipating maybe a little breaker there. Ledwith moves that back foot trying to protect swing. Count 1-1 now. Just behind it. Mecca finding the zone there. Every pitch this inning so far has just been hammering the zone at once he settled in.
Mecca's fast at getting ready to go back there, too.
Yeah, no time wasted. Not like in the bigs.
No. Not with the second clock up above the...
Yeah, there's not going to be a pitch count right now. No. Ledwith steps in. Mecca comes set, ready, fires. Just gets the bottom of the zone. Strikeout looking by Ledwith there. That's going to be Mecca's second strikeout of the game. McCormick still at second base, stepping into the box. Keller Chamberlain fouls off, low pitch. 0-1 the count. McCormick, the speedster on second base. Imagine when we get one past the catcher, he'll be standing at third in no time.
another foul.
Chamberlain fouls that one off. Sounded like it hit something hard up there.
That could have been my truck material back there.
I see some smiles from the fans sitting up there, so it might have actually got something, unfortunately. and swings strike. Over that inside pitch. Third strikeout of the game. First one swinging for Mecca. McCormick, runner on second base. Soren Swanson, catcher, up to bat. Mecca comes set through the windup and the pitch. In the dirt. Herzing, though, great job he does blocking the ball. Keeps it in front of him. Doesn't allow McCormick to advance to third. Swanson comes into the season. 3 home runs on the season. Oh, and it just gets by the fielder. Just gets by the shortstop there. And great play by McCormick to kind of shield it. That looked like a big league move there. A little anticipation. Not interference, anticipation. Yeah. As he advances to third there on the single by Swanson. Now it will be first baseman Seth Lundeen. Lundeen walked in the first inning, able to get around and score.
Don't lose your scorebook there.
Little gust of wind. Lundeen grounds out to second base. Second baseman
going
to be charged with the error there. Just it looked like it had weird spin when it came up. It ate him up there. Goes off the heel of the glove, trickles into right center field, and Lundeen going to get on with the error.
And a score.
And McCormick able to get around and score. That's going to get by. Nice hit there by Trace Underkoffer. Just a seeing eye single there to load the bases as Swanson going to advance to third. Lundeen to second and Underkoffer to first on the single. Now batting Kane Jamerson, had a walk in the first inning. Swings underneath. First pitch he sees from Mecca. Nothing hurt. Mecca comes set and fires again. Ball's going to be outside and low. 1-1 the count. Swanson at third, Lundeen at second, Underkoffer at first. Ooh. Jamerson swings just a little late on that one. Mecca came with some low heat there. 1-2, and that's where Mecca wants to live right now. Foul tip. Jamerson stays alive on that swing. Mecca pounding the bottom of the zone right now.
Just found a spot.
Good block there by Herzing. Oh, it trickles by, but not far enough for Swanson to score. Good decision to keep him at that third base there by head coach Ernie Chamberlain. And there it is. Kay looking outside corner. Jamerson set down. Wolves leave 3 on, but plate 1 score is 8-7. Wolves trail. We'll just go with Wolves. That's who they are. That's who they're going to be. And actually, that's who some of these kids are because they will be 7th grade this year. So they will be Wolves players. So score 7-8. Kane trailing here after 2 full innings of play. Both teams got those sloppy innings out of the way. Wouldn't be surprised now if we see some pretty smooth baseball the rest of the way. Keller Chamberlain going to step to the mound. Looks like a little jump around playing in the background. Ledwith going to go out to shortstop. Mayberry will be playing second base. In right field is going to be, that looks like McCormick. First base is Lundeen. Left field, Jamerson. Third base, Will Silfies. Not sure where he got inserted to the lineup. I don't believe he's batted yet. Unless they're DHing for him.
I heard some talking over there that while I go to bat next, I'm not sure who it was. Didn't look out there to see who was talking to. If you're not familiar with the field, the press box is here right behind home plate in the 2 dugouts. Tough to see around it.
It is, but a beautiful view we have, Chris.
The view, though, we have of the playing surface, absolutely great. Absolutely amazing.
Just can't. The vision and dream that was hatched 50...
long time ago.
60 years ago, I think, when this old farming field was bulldozed, shale was brought in, moved around, and 3 baseball fields were put down, and since have converted 2 into softball, baseball, multi-purpose fields. Just a nice facility here. Got the lights. Beautiful white K out in center field for this Kane squad.
Still going, so we'll see.
Chamberlain, the tall righty.
Ball's coming in from the outfield, so.
Looks like next one will be coming down. Up for St. Mary's this inning will be Peyton Wendell. Looks like he's going to be. So each team has 13 players. Little League rule allows with 13. All you need to do is get one at bat per kid per game. So it'll be Wendell in. I imagine it looks like he's batting right now for Mecca. Mecca, because he was started, will be able to be reinserted to the lineup. Peyton Wendell up, though. He's going to get the out there. Seth Lundeen, yeah. The most unconventional, unassisted out at first base you could dime up, but we'll count it.
He, for the folks at home, he grabbed the ball, bobbled the ball, and then slid into first base and beat the runner by not much, but he got it. So that's always a good thing, and it is an out for the Kane All-Stars.
So one out here for Keller Chamberlain. Herzing fouls the first pitch off. Just underneath it. That's actually, Chris, a little unknown fact that the difference between a hit when you foul it straight back or foul it sideways, you're closer to a hit when you foul it straight back.
There you go.
When you foul it off either left or right field, you're either early or late, but when it goes straight back, you just are under it. There it is. Chamberlain sets him down. First K of the game for Chamberlain on three straight strikes.
So
it looks like Chapman throws. Coming in for Caskey here. Will Chapman, number 9. I would assume that some of these St. Mary's kids play on a travel team that uses the red helmet. Seen that several times. Got the Georgia Bulldog sticker on the front. Can't imagine. It's a Georgia thing. That ball's hit the right field. Lost in the sun. No,
no
McCormick
way.
Makes the snag. That is probably the hardest ball Ben McCormick's ever caught in his life, Chris, because that's hit right into where the sun is. McCormick gets a little high five from Trace Undercoffer and jogs off the field. Out in the field, they'll give all his players a high five. Coach Ernie Chamberlain. So that's going to be that's a F9. So unassisted play at first on Wendell. Paxton strikes out looking, and Chamberlain flies out to right field. So 1-2-3 inning for Kane after the top of the third. They'll come with the bats ready. So far, it looks like it's going to be Braylon Mayberry to lead off for Kane, but that could change with the way substitutions work, as every sub with Kane also carrying 13 on their roster. Each kid on the team will need to, by rule, get in a bat. If not, the game actually will be forfeit, even if the team that fails to substitute wins. Just kind of an all-play thing. So I think it was a rule that was developed about 10 years ago by Little League to ensure more kids get to play. It used to be 12 was the max number, Chris, okay. And then every kid used to get one at bat and have to play 6 outs in the field. When they moved to 13, then every kid just gets an at bat. And realistically, a couple years ago when my son got to play on the Elk McKean team that went to the state championship game, or state championships
absolutely
out in, oh goodness, I'm gonna draw a blank, I can picture the fellow that the town's named after, a good ball player, Hall of Famer.
It's out that way.
When they got out there, they actually had a couple kids get hurt, and having that deep roster helped them. Kids still were able to bat, but it kind of allowed some fluidity amongst the lineup. Helmets on coming out of the dugout. Looks like it's going to be Will Silfies to lead off, your third baseman.
Number one.
So it will be, it will be Will. He's going to bat for Mayberry. Mayberry's playing second base. Mayberry is allowed to re-enter. Do not think Silfie's got the start. So he's played a couple innings in the field. Going to get his at bat. And not sure what happens from there. I know he's got a nice glove at third base. An even better wrister. Got into hockey this past year and has done a really nice job. We're going to have time called, confusion as to who's going on. Just clarifying who batted where.
Yep. just making sure everybody gets it in their books, right?
Yep.
So there are two books kept, one for each team.
The official book, and then
just making sure
each team gets a book.
Yep.
Mecca, first pitch, low.
And we have a book up here, too. So
wait a second. That's Chapman up.
That's a number 11 is up right now.
Chapman takes a strike there. 1-1 the count.
Chapman and Silfies did come out, but another strike.
Bottom of the zone there on Chapman. Mecca able to hammer this bottom of the zone. After that first inning where he's a little wild, able to come back through the second, so far through the start of the third, find the bottom of the zone, comes set and fires. Chapman swings over the top of it. That's a K for Mecca. And one out here for St. Mary's. Now it's Silfies up to bat. Going to bat, looks like in Nick Lorenzo's spot. So Will Silfies, third baseman, will bat there. First
outside.
Pitch, outside. Confusion as to... Just Coach Chamberlain wanted to get time there just to make sure the substitution was officially recorded.
Yep.
Just double-checking. Silfies takes that first pitch away. It's a ball. Second one outside. First lefties Mecca's seen all game. Silfies throws right, bats left. Because it puts you closer to first base when you bat left. Outside corner goes Mecca. 2-1 the count. Mecca set, fired outside, can't find it. 3-1 the count. Silfies imagine getting the green light here. 3-1. If it's close, give it a poke.
Yep.
Takes it outside corner. Everything's been away from Silfies. Mecca not working inside. We'll see what happens on this full count. Inside it goes. Hustle down to first is going to go Silfies. Full count walk. And that cost Mecca in the first inning. We'll see if it adds up here in the second. Now, stepping up, leadoff batter Ben McCormick had that stand-up double in the second. First inning, struck out looking. That gets him. That bounced off Herzing's glove as he reached.
Yeah.
Got a weird kick. I thought I got the batter, but bounced off Herzing.
Yeah.
Goes to the fence, but not far enough for Silfies to take off. Silfies standing at first still.
Right.
1-1 the count. Mecca delivers a center cut strike there. McCormick grounds the second baseman. Second baseman can't seem to handle it. Eats him up. That's going to be an error again, unfortunately. Just another bad spin there. Playing on this dirt infield, it might be new for these St. Mary's kids. Not used to it. The ball, if it's got any rotation on it, Chris, that first hop is going to be a deadly one as that ball just got above the second baseman's hand there. McCormick on now. Silfie standing at second. First pitch strike to Ledwith.
Hey, yeah, cut the ball down. Just couldn't get the glove to keep the ball. Went straight up.
Ledwith fouls it straight back. That was going to be trouble if he was just a little higher on that ball. It was going to go right down the right field line. Ledwith steps, 1-2 the count. One out. Ball's up. 1-2. Ledwith started on the hump, moved to shortstop. Ball outside again. Just close.
So it's just right there. And he works fast. He still works fast there behind on the mound.
Ledwith lines it up the middle. Silfie's going to go to third. Center fielder gets it in, cuts it off quick. No, ball rolls to the catcher, but right to the catcher, fortunately, for St. Mary's. So bases are going to be juiced again. That's going to be a single for Ledwith. Going to advance McCormick to second base. Silfies gets around to third and smartly held up at home there. Now Keller Chamberlain, shortstop, now pitcher. Going to have a pitching change for St. Mary's. Looks like Mecca's going to get moved to... Lots of changes here.
Oh boy,
Wendell going out to right field. from the bench. I imagine Mecca's going to now take a seat on the bench. Good effort by the pitcher there. Benny Mecca, big tall righty for St. Mary's. And into pitch is going to be number 24, Landon Smith. He was their right fielder. Smith, hard throwing kid. Drastically going to come in. The ball's going to come in at a different angle than what Mecca had.
Yeah, different.
He's about a foot shorter.
he's a little bit shorter
than Mecca is. Throws just as hard, though, does Smith. Nice little curve ball there.
Yeah,
true curve, Chris, if you watch it.
It's we'll watch it again this time, right?
Ready?
Oh, nope.
Misses outside. Yep. So the curveball you want, it's going to actually hear the 12-6 curveball, those listening at home. That's actually a curveball when it drops straight down. That ball that moves across and down or just across, that's going to be a slider. A lot of times people call it a curve, and it's actually not. The curveball you want, top-to-bottom movement, as he goes with a fastball there, just on these warm-up pitches, just getting loose, trying out the zone.
He's definitely got a different approach, for sure.
Yeah, he loads up hard. Yeah. I bet he's gone to a couple pitching schools by some famous people that live in St. Mary's. The cousin of brother. I think it's a brother. He back in town, played for, I want to say, Chris, he had about a, it feels like he had almost a 20-year major league career.
Doesn't it, though?
I feel like he was pitching when I was in at this age, and now I'm 25 years removed from this age. But Bimel pitched all over the bigs, ended up being a reliever, got back in the league a couple years ago, finished out pretty strong. And one of the hardest balls I ever saw thrown was him when I was a kid, and it was just an absolute amazement. So a lot of baseball history down in St. Mary's, and also a lot here in Kane. A kid standing on second base, his dad went and pitched at St. Bonaventure University. So Chamberlain steps in, takes first pitch curveball there by the pitcher Smith. Or sorry, slider. It's more of a slider, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got that right to left movement across the zone.
Ooh, boy, that was almost.
Chamberlain gets hit, takes his base there. That's an RBI. I know it wasn't batted, but it counts and ties it. Nonetheless, it hurts. But it'll feel better when the pain goes away. Step into the dish now. Chamberlain with the hit by pitch to get to first.
Pinch runner coming.
Pinch runner looks like. Got a little tummy issue here. So we're going to have pinch runner come in. That's going to be number two for Kane. I can't tell till he turns around. It might be Gibson. Tyler Gibson it is.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was feeling too good over there.
No, McCormick going to get subbed out, grabs his stomach. Hopefully he feels better. Swanson over the top of that slider again by Smith. Swanson deep left center field. Back goes the center fielder. Gets it. Tagging up is Gibson. He's going to get by. Down. He scores. So sack fly by Swanson. Going to plate the run.
Nicely done. And advances both runners as well. Two outs. Two runs scored.
And Lundin swings over the top of the first pitch there by Smith.
Oh, he's
one way inside there.
Yeah, he had that in warm-up. He was way inside.
Lundin takes it 1-1 the count. Just keeping him loose there.
Keep him loose. Keep going.
Comes back, hammers the outside of the zone. Just misses though with the fastball. 2-1 the count.
Oof, nice
Lundin
pitch.
Way out ahead of that
nice
changeup
pitch,
there by Smith.
Yeah, way off
nice
speed.
Call there.
Yeah.
And after seeing that and being ahead, I imagine they go fastball here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lundin swings over the top of it. And that's three. After three complete innings of play here, the score, Kane, nine.
I have nine.
And St. Mary's, eight.
Yep. 9-8 here.
Smith comes in relief. They're able to kind of handle that Kane order, but not before they plate two runs. Silfies gets around. He gets walked and gets around. McCormick reaches on air and then is subbed out. And I believe Gibson comes in for him. And then Ledwith stranded on third. Chamberlain stranded on second. And Lundin goes down swinging for Smith's second strikeout.
Yeah. That leads to score.
And I think that's it. I'm trying to now.
I think that's everything.
Looking to see who we have going out where. Looking at, let's see, Trace Undercoffer going to be going out to center field. Didn't catch name or number of player going to left field. It's not going to be Kane Jamerson, though. That might be.
And he's just saying you're going to
Kane's
right
going
field.
To right field.
Yeah.
So that's number five out there in left. It's a lefty. I'm trying to think of these kids who I know.
Not Will, is no.
No. Will throws right.
No, that's Chapman. Nope, that's
Gibson.
Not Chapman. Gibson, yeah.
That's going to be Tyler Gibson goes
there
out to left field. Subbed in for Benny McCormick, left the game with some stomach issues. Kane Jamerson out to right field. First base going to be Seth Lundin. Behind the dish, looks like it's still Swanson. It's where he lives. Kid eats, sleeps, and breathes catching. Has since he was, I think, about 2 weeks old.
There you go.
His dad, Dan, played catcher many years and was big in getting the Alley Cat League set up in Kane many years ago. Ledwith going to still be at shortstop at third base.
Nice throw down, too.
At third base is going to be Nick Lorenzo, maybe?
Is that number nine? I can't. It's tough to see.
First pitch up by Chamberlain.
Now,
going to get it past the first baseman. Does Smith. Out there is Jamerson to cut it off. Nothing hurt. Now all we do is have a double play opportunity. Gornati now up. Gornati, one for two, single and a fielder's choice. First pitch,
nice
strike by Chamberlain. Chamberlain in the windup, comes set and fires. Bounces it in there, nice stop by Swanson. Ball hit hard to third base. Ball goes across. Diamond catch by Lundin. Get the out. Nice play there by the third baseman.
That is number nine there. I saw him.
Nick
time.
Lorenzo,
yep.
Number nine. Yep. Nice play there by Lorenzo.
Nice
to go
throw.
5-3 on the putout. First pitch to Hansloven. Right down center cut strike. Pop up, out to center. Nothing doing there.
Just kind of in no man's land.
Seeing eye single again. Mayberry turned to run to find it. Couldn't get out to it. And center fielder there, Undercoffer, couldn't come in from playing deep to get to it. Runner, though, Smith unable to advance because it looked like both player had an opportunity at it. First pitch, fouled back. That's Brindle. Brindle grounds it. Chamberlain goes to throw to third base.
There.
And outruns Lorenzo. Lorenzo came off third base spot to get it. Chamberlain finds it and has to sprint to third. He's going to get the unassisted out at third.
Nice heads up play.
I don't even know how to score that, Chris. It's going to be you one. Fouled straight back. Way to duck, though. That fence is going to save you, I promise.
It did. Had to duck, though, man. It's coming right there. Reaction.
So, fielder's choice there by Brundle. Muccio up here, lefty. Fouls the second one off.
Yep.
0-2 the count. So fielder's choice there by Brindle. Going to advance runners, but just getting out at third base. Nothing hurt. Chamberlain comes with a curveball. Big swinging breaker. True curve there
that
too, Chris.
Something.
That dropped from about
sure did.
12 to 5. Not a straight 12-6, but a good 12-5 drop. And after 3.5, St. Mary's unable to score. Kane still up 9-8.
For sure.
And just go over some things. Got to meet some kids. Some of the kids sent out a little get to know these kids. So I got some information for you. Lucas Ledwith, starting pitcher, and then ended up playing shortstop. Favorite baseball player, Ronald Acuna. Favorite food, burgers. Can't say I dislike that. And here's one for you, Chris. Favorite hobby, wiffle ball.
Oh, that. Got to give him credit, man.
Next up, Keller Chamberlain on the hump now. Favorite player again, Ronald Acuna. Must be popular amongst the kids. I know he's a flashy, nice ball player.
Yeah.
Favorite food is French fries. When he grows up, he wants to be an athletic trainer. Good for him.
Always
Seth Lundeen looks like maybe he started out writing this, and then looks like maybe mom came in to in relief of the handwriting. Seth couldn't pick a favorite athlete, but a big fan of Mike Trout. Likes tacos, burgers, and hot Cheetos. You can mix two of those at the same time. Hot Cheetos on top of your burger, not a bad thing. Enjoys golfing, playing the show, and playing baseball. Wants to be a welder when he gets bigger. Here's one for you. Favorite food of Soren Swanson, the catcher, in typical catcher fashion, an 8-ounce ribeye. Imagine that'll move up to about a 16-ounce.
Yeah, he'll double that in a few
by
years.
Next year.
Yeah. Very true.
Walk-up song that he's been playing is Green Onions, The Sandlot, and I can't say I blame him. I'm not surprised there. For Swanson, we'll get back to the player profiles for Kane here in a minute. As we got coaches moving around, Coach Ledwith, father of Lucas, and Coach Chamberlain. Also helping, I believe, on the bench is Coach Dave Undercoffer and a bunch of assistants. Actually, I think every one of these kids' parents has been helping in one way or another.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of baseball. That slider works inside, drops over the top. Doesn't count as a strike, though. Looks like it's Trace Undercoffer up to bat.
It's inside and low. Inside and low.
0-2 the count. Or
yeah.
2-0 of the count.
2-0.
Can't read my own handwriting. Fouls that straight back. 2-1 the count on Undercoffer. Undercoffer had a fielder's choice, came around to score in the first, and then singled in the second. He's up now for the third time in the fourth. There's that slider again. Smith can't seem to locate it this inning as he was just distributing that all over the strike zone last inning. 3-1 the count here. Comes fastball right down middle of the plate. That looked like it was Undercoffer taking all the way there. Full count. Inside it goes. Undercoffer going to get walked. Good battle by Undercoffer there not to get bullied with the full count. Smith went fastball, just loses it inside. Ooh, snap throw to first base. Under it comes Undercoffer.
It's the first time we've seen that this game.
Yeah, trying to figure out the batter right now. I believe this is Gibson. He squares to bunt. First pitch, a ball. Second one, high. Can't be Gibson, so I'm not really sure
outside.
Who this is.
It is two? Is there a two? Can't see if he has another on his back there.
And swings over the top of that one. Number two is going to be Tyler Gibson. I was right.
You're right. Take your first instinct. Yeah.
Two the count. Smith comes back. Yeah. Two strikes. Full count. That goes low. Yeah. Second straight walk issued to Kane here. Braylon Mayberry up to bat now for Kane. Little walk-up music for him.
They got to be quick here, man. They come out so quick, and the pitcher's ready to go.
Fouls that straight back. Yeah, I think Major League Baseball could take a thing or two from this Little League game here.
How about it? They're quick and moving.
We've played four innings, plated 17 runs faster than they can get an inning in the bigs.
Yep, and this is, you're listening to this on WXZY LP Kane. Is the top of the hour, so got to get the legal stuff in there.
I want to give a shout-out. Thanks, Tina Swanson, for helping me out with who the players are. My watch didn't notify me. There it is, Braylon down. Nice comeback there by Smith. Mayberry goes down looking. One out, runners on first and second. That's why I had my phone there. I forgot
the phone
why.
Is there and
need some more paperweights up here.
Outside. A little outside.
Pitch there is, that's Nick Lorenzo up.
Yeah.
1-1 the count to Lorenzo. Smith working the zone. Wouldn't be surprised if they get slider here. Grounds it back to the pitcher. Smith gets it, tosses to third for one. And on the fielder's choice there by Lorenzo, get the out on Undercoffer.
This is number five.
1-5. Advance. Fielder's choice. So runners first and second. Just the bottom of the zone there. It's going to be Gibson who's batting in place of Ben McCormick. McCormick left with a stomach illness.
Ooh, way outside.
Way outside. Runner's not advancing. Can't get caught off, though. Lorenzo close to getting a little too far off of first base. Swings over the top, it does Gibson. Two outs here, runners on first and second. Kane up 9-8. Can't just get that slider, just gets it a little low there. Can't get it to fall.
That was real close.
Oh, foul tip strikeout. Yeah. Nice way to squeeze it there by the catcher, Herzing. Yeah. Able to squeeze it, end the inning on a swinging strikeout. Leading off the fifth inning for Kane will be Lucas Ledwith.
So there it is. I can do one of my public service announcements here. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challengers, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And again, this is WXCY Radio. On the call is Chris Barber and myself, Chris Nicholas, and we are an all-volunteer, nonprofit, non-commercial organization. So if you're enjoying the broadcast and you want to help us out, we go to our website at WXZYradio.com. Click on that PayPal link, and your donation is absolutely and graciously appreciated and helps keep our station on the air. We'll be back on the air for any of the games remaining here in this road to Williamsport, as well as this fall when the Wolves take the field. I'm going to look it up here. I can't remember the date when we take the field, but we'll be down in Brockway for the first game of the year. It's going to be August 26th, if that comes to mind.
First pitch by Chamberlain is to Vollmer. Vollmer swings over the top of it. Vollmer comes off the bench, takes two swinging strikes here to start the fifth. Chamberlain too low on that fastball. Vollmer takes it. 1-2 the count now. Chamberlain center cut. Mayberry just out of his reach. Rolls to Jamerson. Jamerson quickly gets it into Mayberry. Maybe Mayberry turns to fire. Into the infield it goes. And Vollmer seeing eye single there. Boy, Mayberry, he just can't catch a break there at second base tonight. Uh-huh. He comes in to play it. They hit it over his head. He goes deep to play it. They hit it to the other side. He's just, unfortunately, that's the way baseball goes. The baseball grows eyes. Wendell fouls straight back. Wendell came in replacement on the lineup for Benny Mecca, the starting pitcher. Chairman fires low. Swanson able to knock it down, keep it in front of him. Great job there by Soren. Count 1-1 to Wendell. Chamberlain from the full windup. Ledwith to Mayberry. Mayberry looks to turn and fire. Can't get the second. Speedy player there is Wendell on the fielder's choice. Kane gets the out there on a little 6-4 put out. Looks like we have a review of something. Going to review the coming set rule with Kellen. He's not really coming set from the windup. He's got to get his hands still and slow down. Going to review just what's happening here. Not sure what balk rules are at the Little League level.
So must have been something that the third base.
I'm going to assume it came from the third base coach.
Didn't like what he was seeing from the pitcher.
Not that it matters when you go from the windup, but it is what it is. Chamberlain chittled a foul straight up, and out of play it goes.
Just out of play.
Chittle batting in place of Paxton Herzing, who started behind the dish. So I imagine they're just going to reinsert Herzing back into the lineup as Chittle fouls out. Or fouls, hits a pop foul. Swings the second pitch. Just misses straight back. Ball goes, 0-2 the count. Wendell locked and loaded at first base, ready to take second. Look at that stance, Chris. Chittle swings over top of it. Base was occupied at first, so even though the runner took off, that's a swinging strike because first base was occupied, meaning that there was a runner on first and he was not in the attempt to run.
Yep.
Now, if that runner that's standing on first attempts to steal on the pass ball, it's not occupied. It's one of those tricky rules here when they got a hold.
It's a call.
So Chapman up now in the 9-hole for St. Mary's, wearing number 9, rather appropriate. Keller misses high and inside. My voice missed way high.
That's
Chapman swings straight back.
Maybe we got a car. Truck, nope.
1-1 the count. Now that got the hill.
Did it? All right.
Chamberlain comes set, 1-1 the count. Straight back goes Chapman again. 1-2 now, the count. One and two the count, two outs. Chapman flew out to right field last time up. Chamberlain's pitch high. 2-2 now. Wendell at second.
Over
the top of the batter goes the pitch. Full count now. Nothing hurt if you put him on here with two outs, but you are coming to the top of the lineup with Smith. And that'll put Chapman on. As Chamberlain just misses. So pitcher Landon Smith up. So far he's walked Got on an error and then hit a single. I'm going to have time here. Yeah, Coach Chamberlain talking to his son, Keller.
Yeah.
Going over, just coming set.
Coming set, talking about maybe his pitches got a little bit off there.
Sometimes you need to calm down.
Yeah, it's okay.
The whole infield comes in to talk, or outfield out there, trying to stay awake. Sometimes it gets boring out there. Left center, right field.
Just a little talk. Calm down, and let's play some ball. With Kane up still, 9-8. Two runners on for St. Mary's. Two outs.
Swanson helping home plate umpire Mark Cossack out there. Clears the plate for him. And Smith steps to the dish. First pitch going to be grounded to shortstop. Gets by him. Ledwith able to knock it down now. That'll load the bases here in the fifth inning with two outs. Wendell standing at third, Chapman at second base, and Smith on first after that single.
Way high, outside.
Ball off Mayberry's glove, falls right to Ledwith. A little 4-6 razzle-dazzle it goes. Not sure how it happened. Lucas Ledwith coming over to cover the base. Picks up the change. Gets the out there on a 4-6 put out. Gets Smith at second base. And after 4.5 innings, Kane up 9-8 over St. Mary's. And we talked pregame. It looked like it was going to be, or looking at it, historically, it was a David versus Goliath situation. But very much like I had said, these are two Goliaths, two Goliaths. I said it right. They're just two good ball-playing clubs. Both teams, a lot of experience playing ball and being good.
Yeah, it's just great to see. And that, you know, they've really settled down since the first and second inning where they swapped some big scoring innings on there, with Kane having six in the first inning, and then St. Mary's coming back with seven in the second inning. So, you know, big run innings there.
Yeah, just looking, Chris, the Little League World Series kicks off in about a month over in Williamsport. If you've never had a chance to get out there to the Little League World Series complex or the Little League Hall of Fame and museum, it is absolutely a spectacle. Volunteer Stadium, which is their number two stadium, is absolutely gorgeous. But Howard J. Lamont is just a sight to be seen. Bleachers down the whole left and right fields. Big hill out in center field that if you get there early enough, you can snag a piece of cardboard and slide down. All kinds of fun activities. And believe it or not, it's all free.
Imagine that.
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yep. It's part of that Little League spirit.
So I want to thank you, Chris, and Joe Szymanski back at the station for giving me the opportunity to bring you this game live here at Szymanski Memorial Ball Fields out in Flickerwood. We're on field two here, the middle field, the shining spot of the Little League complex that was just absolutely beautified today by a lot of help, a lot of work from Dave Undercoffer. And shout out to Kate Undercoffer and Jim. I think Jim's still down there.
Jim Lenaway was down there.
Jim Lenaway doing the announcing.
Yep.
Jason Wenzel for running the scorebook, member of the Kane Little Leagues board. But a lot of thanks to those guys to make this possible for these kids. A lot of sacrifice goes into stuff like this, and just want to thank everybody for making that. His first pitch to Ledwith, going to be high and inside, goes for a ball. Second pitch from Smith, same spot, high and inside. Ledwith okay with that, just kind of leans back. No skin off his back. Steps out, takes a practice swing. Ooh, Ledwith got excited on that. That was that slider that Smith hammered the zone with early on. And Ledwith, I think, was thinking fastball there, 2-1 count, caught that slider. Oh, there it is again. Smith over the top. What a great delivery he has of that pitch. It looks just like his fastball. Gets the count 2-2 now on Ledwith. Ledwith with a single. Smith overthrows it there, leaves it high, full count. Ledwith 1-for-2 with a run scored. Got on, reached on error in the first. Ball going to be outside. Take your base, Lucas. That's a great way to start the fifth inning as the home team get that first runner on. Stepping up now, pitcher number 12, Keller Chamberlain. Ball inside, snap throw down to first, nothing doing. Ooh, man, nice catch by that first baseman. The sun is just right in there. His eyes.
Yeah, that's a tough.
He's got his hat pulled down as low as it can go and his sunglasses as tight to his eyes as he can. Smith works. Another nice stop by Herzing. Oh, no, it got away from him. I thought he knocked it down in front of him.
Advance.
That's going to advance Ledwith on the wild pitch. Center cut fastball to Chamberlain. Smith going to battle back now. Evens it 2-1. They count. Strike two, outside corner. Yeah. Nice location there by Smith. Here comes that slider, I would imagine. And it's been wicked when he gets it working, does is Smith. Low, bounces, gets away. Ledwith going to hustle down to third base. That's going to be another wild pitch as the catcher was set up inside and the ball gets outside. So Ledwith reaches with a walk. Full count now to Chamberlain. Chamberlain going to foul down the right field line. Deep enough, though. Gets out of play. Ledwith reached on a walk and then gets to third base on two wild pitches. Chamberlain now full count here. Base hit ball four. Gets ball four. Ledwith thinks it gets away. Good secondary lead down the line. Chamberlain hard turn, hard 90 there, trying to get Smith to respect him. Doesn't. So we're going to have runners at the corners here. No outs. Second straight walk issued by Landon Smith, the pitcher. Now batting, Soren Swanson, the catcher for Kane. Soren comes into the game with three home runs on the season and has parked all of them rather deep. Not going to be on that pitch, though, as it's high. Runner's still on the corners. Swanson swings over the top of that one. Herzing fakes the throw, gives up. That's going to be a defensive indifference there. Chamberlain gets to second. So two ducks on the pond for Soren Swanson here. No outs in the fifth. Swanson going to be, that's going to be deep enough, I think, out to center field. Center field gets it. Ledwith going to challenge a throw. What a fire by the center fielder.
Nice throw.
My goodness, Brindle. Just lets loose a stiff rope out of his right arm the whole way to home plate. Herzing didn't have to move his glove. Good thing Ledwith held there.
Yeah, that was a rocket. Beautiful.
Swanson just missed that fly out to center field. Now Lundin up first pitch a ball. Low and away. Lundin two ducks in the pond. Still Chamberlain second. Ledwith at first or his third. Seeing eye, maybe a single for Lundin. They're going to give up the run at first. And get the out at home. Sent him. Chamberlain tries to, Kane gets a touch greedy there. Going to get pegged out at home. So Lundin going to get dimed out there. That was a, let's see, where'd that go? Second base?
Second, yep.
So that's a 4-3 put out on Lundin. That was the second out. Ledwith scores.
He did score.
And Chamberlain gets to third safely and then gets put out on a 3-2 put out. So after five innings of play, Kane scores another. The score is 10-8. Yes. Kane with the advantage. And this is the last inning, folks. In Little League Baseball, you play six solid innings, and we've seen six solid innings squads now. Kane comes in. They're three outs away from advancing. If they win this game, or the winner of this game, we'll phrase it that way, doesn't play again until July 8th. Whereas the loser will move down to the consolation, or the it's a double elimination tournament, so they move down to what's known as the loser's bracket, and they wouldn't play until July 6th. They play the winner of tonight's contest between Bradford and Brockway, being held in Bradford. Kane already victorious over Brockway in their previous game, 12-5. Don't have any score updates coming from that game. No contacts over there to help me out tonight. But that is actually going to be posted on, if you have Facebook, you can find it on the PA District 10 Little League and PA District 10, I believe it's PADistrict10.com. I'll find it here for you real quick. But you can find it online, and they update those brackets almost in real time.
That's great. And all volunteers doing this. It's all volunteers working at this and keeping it going.
Yeah, sorry. It's PI, or no, that's not right. It's PA District 10 Little League. I was going to send you to a high school site. That wasn't going to help.
That wouldn't help him here.
Here it is, PADistrict10.org.
There you go.
Nice little site to follow through. You can click on the, if you're on your phone, you can scroll down and find it that way. If you're on a computer at home, you can click on the links at the top, and it says 2022 tournament information, lists all of them there. Kane's minor league team out in two games this season, two quick ones in the All-Star tournament, lost to Bradford last night on a heartbreaker. Had the bats going early and just couldn't hold on late, and that's what happened in their first game that they played here on Saturday. So they're going to be done. On to football season go most of those kids. I got a nice little, not sure if it's pony or whatever the title is. Yeah. So big first baseman Seth Lundeen comes in. Different pace, different delivery, but just peppers the plate with strikes. Swanson fires down to second on a line. Haven't seen any stolen bases today, just some pass ball stuff. So Hansloven steps up here, top of the sixth. St. Mary's needing to score two to play the bottom of the inning. Hansloven struck out looking in the first. Stand-up triple in the second. And then, let's see, fielder's choice in the fourth inning. First pitch, strike, low outside corner.
Inside.
Second one inside.
Inside.
I think that was good up down, just a little too far inside. So peppered both sides of the plate here. Very bottom of the zone is Lundeen working right now. The three-hole hitter is Hansloven. Lines out to left field, over to make the catch. No!
Oh.
Just scoots out of the glove. That's going to be Gibson. Went down to squeeze, and it just slid out there. So Hansloven reaches on the error. And the tying run here, Brindle comes to the plate. No outs in the sixth. Ropes one
fair
down
ball.
The third base line. Gets rattled around. Gibson comes up throwing. They're going to send him home. Ledwith offline throw. And around to third goes Brindle. The tying run now at third base. That's going to be a double by Brindle. And he reaches on that throw home. And around goes Hansloven to score. So Muccio up now, left-handed batter. Bottom of the zone, ball. So straight switch for Kane. Lundeen goes from first to pitcher, and pitcher was Chamberlain. He goes to first. Muccio swings over the top of that one. 1-1 the count. Outside goes the ball, 2-1. Brindle trying to get Lundeen thinking there. Gets a what would be like a tertiary lead. Lundeen unfazed. Peppers the middle of the zone. Ball up. to Lundeen. Lundeen catches, looks to third, nothing doing. That's one. So Pissner comes back in for Vollmer. Pissner was walked and then grounded out in his two at-bats so far. This will be his third at-bat. Swings over the top of the first one.
Got in front of it.
Swanson able to knock it down. Tying run, Brindle at third. Bouncing all over the place down there, and Lundeen wants nothing to do with it. Grounder going to score the run. Led with the scoop, or with the fire across, but not in time. Chamberlain, so that's going to score the tying run. Goes Brindle there, and Pissner comes in with the single. So now I think that's Wendell up now. Runner at first. Swings over the top of it. So score's tied now. Wendell swings over the, or swings underneath that one.
It's a little inside too.
Fouls that down the line. Foul ball it goes. Coach tries to bare hand grab it. Didn't stay down on it though. Got to stay down on those, coach. Oh, 2 the count here to Wendell. Lundeen comes set, fires. Grounder to second, led with. Stabs at it, gets the out at first. Or I'm sorry, at second base.
Yep, 2 outs.
Just the routine 6-4. Keeps the runner only getting to first base. 2 outs. Is Chittle up? Or Herzing?
This is Herzing, it looks like.
Peyton Herzing. Swings over the top of it. Ball got away from Swanson. He tried to throw it. Herzing stayed in the box. He has every right to the box. That's not interference. Yes, sir. Oh, just misses. Nice pitch by Lundeen. Sorry, Paxton Herzing. Ball gets past Swanson. Oh, man. Goes up the first baseline. Got a weird kick off the bottom of the fence. Takes off up the right field line. Swanson knocks it down. We're going to have a passed ball there. So runner advances to third. Chittle fouls it out of play. 2 strikes now. Runner at third. Tie game. Leading run at third base. Lundeen grooves one just low.
Just a little bit.
Great spot. Want to get Herzing to swing over the top of that one. 2-2 the count. Fouls it straight back. Keeps count 2-2. Full count. Lundeen set. Wind up fires. Foul ball down the right field line, just into the stands. Good at bat here by Chittle. Or Herzing, sorry, Herzing. Re-entered the game for Chittle, who got his at bat in his spot. Lundeen gives it inside, walks Herzing. So you got runners on the corners here with Will Chapman, the 9 hitter. Going to courtesy run the catcher, Herzing. Yep, can be anyone on the bench. Coach just going over the rule, making sure they make a correct substitution here.
All the bench guys.
It can be anyone.
All
of
the
you.
Bench guys, get your helmets on. Coach is going to make a decision.
Whoever
here.
Coach wants to is going to be.
Yeah. Everybody.
So trying to figure out the option as to who actually is on the bench. It's going to be Chittle comes in, Ethan Chittle. So he's essentially going to go back in for the guy that he batted for at one point. So Chapman comes in, flew out to right field and got walked, has yet to score this game. Fouls it straight back behind us. 0-1 the count. Lundin not afraid to come after him here, hitting the zone. Wind's really calmed here at Szymanski Memorial Fields. Strike two goes Lundin. Right corner.
Pitch.
High and away, but not too high and not too away as he touches, just tickles the corner of the plate. 0-2 count. Fires down the middle. Right at Mayberry. Mayberry makes the play like nothing. That's three. So here we are going to the bottom of the sixth. Kane with an opportunity to walk it off. Score tied 10-10 after 5.5 innings.
What a game. A game here.
Couldn't have asked for a better one, huh, Chris?
This is a great game to be here. Glad we're here. Exciting for these young athletes as they're out here playing and leaving their hearts out there.
L4, that'll be scored if you're listening at home, keeping a scorebook. So again, winner tonight's game doesn't play until July 8th. Loser tonight's contest will play July 6th. So they'll get the opportunity to practice America's pastime on America's birthday. That'll be kind of cool for these kids. Sure, coaches will make it fun.
Absolutely.
But one of the coolest things Little League does, Chris, that I wanted to mention too, is after the game's over, both teams are going to get together.
Yeah.
They feed the kids, have all kinds of snacks and goodies. The moms and dads prepare a pretty nice meal. Hopefully there's some leftovers because I haven't had dinner yet. I believe one of the local pizza shops in town is supplying some pizza.
There you go.
For the game. All kinds of great food options in Kane. If you're not going to stick around for the kids' pizza,
head
if you're
uptown.
Not a kid, head uptown. All kinds of nice new eateries popping up every day and some places to go. Get some wet drinks, too, if you want to do that after a stressful game that we've had so far. Smith going to stay in for St. Mary's. He's got to be up there in pitches as Kane's worked that pitch count several times throughout this game. In Little League Baseball, you get 75 pitches at this level. You can start a batter with 75, but you cannot pitch over. If you do, you can stay in the game. The umpires aren't going to enforce that. It just goes to an official scorebook, and then the game would be forfeit. So generally, if it happens or is close to happening, the official scorebook here says, hey, coach, we have you at this many pitches, just so you know. Gives them a reminder if they go over, and then it's completely up to the coach to make the decision. But something to watch. And they used to do that a couple years ago. It used to be innings back when I played, but when I was pitching, I could throw about 300 pitches in an inning before I got out of it. So they wisened up and went to a pitch counter now. So you're allowed 75 pitches in a game. And then it requires 4 days mandatory rest, which is not a problem because
both teams
will be off for the next 6 days.
It does come when you're in a much closer tournament that would take into...
Undercoffer fouls it down the right field line. Leads off the bottom of the sixth here. Hit a fielder's choice. Came around to score in the first. Had a single in the second. Walked in the fourth. So this is his fourth time up in six innings.
Ooh,
swings that pitch way outside. And as he's swinging, he knows it. That's not my pitch. Set up way away from the plate, though. I'd like to see him get closer there. Fouls it off. Stays alive there. 0-2 the count. Smith comes set. Undercoffer battles again, fouls that one straight back off the end of his bat.
And those both last two looked a little high. Even.
Checking his bat like they do in the bigs, make sure there's no chip out of it, but hard to chip aluminum. Swings underneath that high pitch.
Yeah.
Going to go down swinging here in the sixth. Score is tied 10-10. Wolves with two outs remaining in the sixth. To the plate is Kane Jamerson, spelled like the hometown with an H in there. His dad was quite the athlete back in the day. Takes first pitch high, just ducks underneath it. almost wears number two. Hey, base runners are good, man. Sometimes you got to wear some ice after the game to get a base runner on, Kane.
He's going for his head.
I'm sure his dad's saying the same thing. High, 3-0 the count to Jamerson Smith. Unable to find the zone here. Imagine it's going to be a take all the way for Jamerson. Get that base runner on. Outside it goes. Ball four.
Take it on.
The winning run is walked to first base. Turns and looks. Nothing doing. Smith on the mound. Braylon Mallory, the guy that caught the last out of the top of the last inning, up to bat now. Takes low. Well, that's going to put Jamerson at second. Ball trickles away from Herzing. Winning run now 120 feet from home plate. Up.
Up and inside.
2-0 the count. Six straight balls for Smith, who's been rather dominant since he came into the game. Inside again. Boy, times have changed. Herzing set up there to frame the pitch and has to reach back. It looks awkward. That can't be comfortable on the wrist.
That was a nice pitch.
Mayberry swings over the top of it. 3-1 the count.
Just inside in the zone.
Must have been given the green light there because that was a strike and swung at it. Outside it goes. Ball four. Runners now first and second. One out.
Timeout from Ridgeway. So go out there and talk about their options here. And I imagine we might see a pitching change.
He might have to he's at pitch count wise. Looks like he's giving the ball to coach. Great job pitching. Landon Smith coming in relief of starting pitcher Benny Mecca. Now it's going to be number 16. That's TJ Gornati. He was playing shortstop. Going to be a straight switch. Smith to short. Gornati to the mound. And something that's going to start to come into play now, Chris, on this shorter field is the shadows.
Shadows, yep.
It's not there yet. The ball is actually traveling through a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a batter, I would use it as an excuse as to why I can't hit. But it wouldn't do any good. Because of my lack of athleticism.
There we go. It wouldn't do any good for it. But
I'd ask him to turn the lights on, take the shadows away. So Gornati going to come in.
Yep.
Gornati, batting-wise, was able to score in the second and then is actually only going to be, 1-for-4 on the day. Hitting the two fielder's choices, don't get hits for those, and hit a single, came around to score, and grounded out. Let's see, that was a 5-3 put out, so third base to first base. And up to bat's going to be Nick Lorenzo. Lorenzo walked and came around to score, hit a fielder's choice, and popped up. Got on, hit a ball to the left fielder. Got underneath the glove on the catch. When the fielders ran into each other, unfortunately, I think. That's how what his days looked like so far from behind, or from hitting from the dish.
And here we go. We'll see what happens.
Gornati gets one more, I believe, warm-up pitch.
This is the bottom of the sixth. Middle is sixth inning. Kane, last bat.
Yeah, bottom six.
Bottom six.
Runner on winning run on second base. Yeah. One out. Sorry, I leaned back to stretch there and bumped you.
That's all right.
Getting loose. It's been a long day sitting up here, Chris.
It has, but an exciting game.
I needed another could use another cup of coffee, I think. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's tough, isn't it?
Is this whole adult life is not as fun as I thought it would be when I was these kids' age. So, 7 to the plate, Lorenzo. That's first right pitch strike there by Gornati, right down center cut.
Yep. He again has a different approach than the previous pitcher.
Inside goes. Second, 1-1 the count. I can't imagine the amount of stress that's on these little kids here.
Oh, how about it? Big game.
Big game.
Big game.
Big opportunity, big game. A lot going on. A lot of nerves, and understandable. I'm nervous. I can feel my heart rate. If I were to check it right now on my watch, it's probably... and he swings over that one. Not the one he wanted to swing at. Inside. 2-2 the count. As Gornati comes set. Outside. 3-2 the count here. Full count, runners on first and second. One out here from Szymanski Memorial Fields in Kane for tonight's Kane versus St. Mary's Major League matchup. Center cut ball going to be hit to left center. Calls infield fly, so can't. Runners can advance only if they want to. Considered infield flies when less than two outs, runners occupy first and second base. Because you could easily turn two there with the way the field is. And it has to be a routine play for the fielder. And that was just enough to be that, a routine play. F6, two outs here. Gibson up. Gibson squares to bunt. I think he's just trying to mess with what's going on there with two outs.
Last at bat, he did that as well.
Center cut, 1-1 count. Swings just late on that pitch. 1-2 the count here. Guarnotti in the driver's seat. Runners on first and second in the bottom of the sixth. And Gibson swings over the top of that. Strikes out. That's three. We're going to have extras here from Szymanski Memorial Fields, home of tonight's all-star contest between the Kane Majors and the St. Mary's Majors. Kane got two runners on, unable to play them as they go down with a strikeout, a flyout, and a strikeout. Guarnotti comes in, strikes out, forces a flyout to Lorenzo and a strikeout from Gibson. We're going to be right now top of the order, I believe, for St. Mary's. It'll be Smith, Guarnotti, Hansloven.
And do you have any more Kane players? Let's read some more of those.
Oh, yeah, while we wait here, everybody gets loose. Seth Lundin going to stay on the mound for Kane.
Read some more of their player profiles.
So Trace Underkoffer, 11-year-old, favorite athlete Saquon Barkley, big Penn State fan he is.
Yes.
Plays center field tonight. When he grows up, wants to be an NFL player. Good luck to him. And his walk-up song, I believe, tonight is Nice for What by Drake. And he chose that because I like it, which is a fair decision,
there
I guess.
There you
go. Also want to give a shout-out. We are, if you're listening at home, Trace, big Penn State fan. Kane Jamerson, spelled with an H, but pronounced like Kane. Made sure to write that on there for us. Favorite baseball player, Mike Trout. Favorite food, steak. Understand that. Favorite hobby, fishing.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's so much a favorite that his dad put a large fishing pond beside their house.
There is one there.
It's so large, it's not getting full yet. when he grows up, wants to be a welder. Eli Payne came in. Got in at bat today. Favorite athlete, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I didn't think I was going to get through that.
There you go.
His biggest accomplishment so far and in life is getting into the enrichment program. Pretty cool there.
Absolutely.
And Nick Lorenzo, favorite teacher, Mr. Lehman for math. Favorite athlete, Patrick Mahomes. Not a bad choice there. Lundin comes set, fires outside and away. Ball goes. No strike. Give Landon Smith a ball here to start. Fires right down
right
the
down.
Line. The ball goes. Jamerson going to be over to cover. They're going to send Smith to second. Jamerson comes up throwing.
High.
Not what they want. He's going to get to third. Nobody's covering third. They're going to send him home. The Little League home run scores Smith.
Home run. Wow.
And that's going to be a single. And he goes around to score. So whatever, you had to score one to win. Now you got to score two to win. Nothing hurt. You're still the home team.
Yep.
Like it never happened. Come back, get this next out.
Oof, inside.
Ball inside to Guarnotti. Drills that to Ledwith. Ledwith up throwing. Not in time. Guarnotti just speedy down the line. Nothing more Ledwith can do there. It was a slow roller to the shortstop.
It didn't come off the bat hot. It just kind of lumbered out there.
Ooh, oh, just gets past Lorenzo there. Oh, Gornati not going to get under the tag there applied. We're going to have a single there by Hans Sloven. He gets the single, and Gornati going to be sent around from first base. Can't get under the slide. Unconventional put out there. That's going to go 7-6-5 for the out. One out here. Runner on second base as Hans Sloven advanced on the defensive indifference.
Oh, another.
And Brindle drills it up the middle to Underkoffer. Underkoffer comes up throwing.
Wow. They got their bats are hot right now. St. Mary's.
Muccio, number five hitter, Dom Muccio, playing third. Muccio drills it to right field to Jamerson. Going to play one. Comes up sending Brindle.
Score two.
Muccio with a single. St. Mary's able to plate three this inning. Coach Chamberlain going to take time.
Yep.
One out here, top of the seventh. St. Mary's got a rally going. Scores three.
Yep.
Couple well errors, couple throwing mistakes.
Some well-hit balls, though.
Some well-placed hit balls.
Just down Brindle, the lines.
Brindle smoked that one right back through the pitcher. No play there. Let's see. Hans Sloven rips that one. No play there. Yep. They just sometimes the way the ball rolls, yep. Nothing you can do except getting out and play again.
Yep, that's all you do. Kane All-Stars have their work cut out for them, but first they have to get out of this inning, top of the seventh.
One out, Muccio on. Get the out. Oh, that's interference.
That's close.
That's runner interference. He jumped right into the outstretched arms. He can't do that. No call, though. Thought for sure we'd get a runner's interference. They're not trying to homer, just you can't put yourself in that situation as the runner. So that's going to put Pistner on the fielder's choice. He's at first. Muccio's tagged out on the 5-3 put out. Two outs.
There we go.
Lundin gets him to swing over the top of it. Wendell up. Nice block there by Swanson. Goes to the backhand. Had to reach for it. Knocks it down. Keeps it in front of him. It's going to hold, that's Pistner, I believe, at first base. Foul ball, Wendell. Two strikes on Wendell. Foul ball down the left field line. Just a loud out. That's all that is. Or a loud foul, sorry. Loud strike. I'll get the baseball lingo right.
Yeah, there we are. Shadow coming into play now. The pitcher is half in the shadow.
And Wendell strikes out swinging on the inside heat there from Lundin. After 6.5, St. Mary's going to score three that inning. Takes the score 13-10. St. Mary's in the lead with the heart of the Kane lineup up. It's going to be led by Ledwith, Chamberlain, and Swanson. Swanson has three knocks on the season. Not a bad spot. Get Ledwith on, get Chamberlain on, and let Soren tie it up with just the swing of the bat. Imagine that'd be a great memory for him. So we go through the rest of these. Tyler Gibson came in relief for the ailing Ben McCormick. Likes to play outfield, second base. Favorite athlete, Mookie Betts. Favorite food, I have to relate to this one, chicken nuggets. Can probably sit down and eat about 50 of those if I was given the opportunity. His biggest accomplished so far in life, co-writing and publishing a book. It's available on Amazon. Can I say it? I'm going to say it anyways. Their kids, Operation Sandstorm.
There you go.
Him and Soren Swanson wrote the book together. Pretty cool thing for Tyler Gibson and Soren. Again, they co-wrote and published a book as 11 and 12-year-olds.
Oh, boy.
So they're already far more accomplished than you and I combined,
Absolutely.
Chris. And also, Will Silfie's favorite sports are hockey, football, and baseball. Biggest accomplishment so far is being on the All-Star team 2 years in a row, and is a big fan of Aaron Judge and ribs.
And I need to read this statement one more time here.
All right.
This Little League International Tournament game is presented by 101.7 WXCY Kane under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. All the legal stuff is now taken care of.
And big thing here, just noticed on Will Silfie's tournament player profile, when asked what position, wherever the coach needs me.
There you go.
Pretty good there.
That's
first
great.
Pitch, high, strike to Ledwith as he swings underneath it. 0-1 the count. Fouls that back, got me to flinch.
That was right at us. Yep.
Gornati, hard throwing righty. Three straight hard throwing righties for St. Mary's in this game. 0-2 the count here on Ledwith. Takes that one outside.
Up.
Second pitch, or fourth pitch of the at bat, up 2-2 the count.
Gotta stay alive.
Just sending
here.
One there, you're gonna go outside. Just yeah. Outside. Yeah. Yep. It's in the other batter's box. Full count it is now. Ledwith gonna ground it to the shortstop, gonna hustle down. Tries to beat the throw out,
nope.
Doesn't. Nice play there by the shortstop. Going to have a 6-3 put out, one out. St. Mary's two outs away from pulling off the comeback win. They scored two in the sixth to tie it up, and then three in the seventh to take the advantage. Chamberlain now up for Kane.
Right down the pipe.
Center cut, meaty fastball. If that was any thicker, it'd come with spaghetti sauce and pasta.
Whew, that was real high.
Chamberlain swings the second one, 0-2 count. Fouls that one down the right field line, out of play, 0-2 remains the count. Outside.
Just outside, too.
1-2 the count. When he comes set, fires.
Oh, that's
high,
unfortunately,
pop fly
it's
ball
be in,
to Chamberlain.
Play.
Goes right to Gornati, who hardly has to take a step off the mound for the second out. Kane down to their last out of the game here as they trail 13-10 in the seventh. Stepping to the plate, the gloveless Soren Swanson. Appreciate the tough guy approach there. Leaves that one up. Fouls that one straight back, just misses it.
Back up.
1-1 the count to Swanson.
Inside.
Lays off that ball inside. That had some late movement to it. I think Gornati was anticipating that to come back across the plate. Didn't. Swanson lays off. Going to ground that through the hole. Some two-out lightning for Swanson there as he takes a hard turn. Going to get – no, he's going to take second base on the throwing error from the left fielder. Nothing hurt for St. Mary's, though, as they have that three-run lead.
Yep.
Gives Swanson a single. He gets to second on an E7 there.
Lundin up to bat.
Lundin steps to the plate with his own walk-up music. Came in relief.
Pinch runner coming in for the Kane All-Stars. He says nope.
Now he wants to get Landon Chapman, I believe, into the game to the pinch runner for Soren Swanson. I don't want to say he came up lame on that, but as he rounded first base, he tried to shuffle down. The ball got away. When we went to take off, his foot slid out from under him. I'm pretty sure he's fine, but bottom of the zone there goes to Lundin. Another center cut, meatball. Outside it goes. 1-1 the count. Lundin drives it to right center field. It's going to get to the fence. Bounces to the fence. And around comes the pinch runner to score. Kane with two outs, trails by two now. Lundin hits that deep single to right center field. And stepping to the plate is going to be center fielder number 8, Trace Underkoffer. St. Mary's going to call a timeout again. Believe this is their third time of the game, so anything after this, I believe, results in a substitution that has to occur with the pitcher.
Okay.
Lots I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, lots of rules.
It's more a pace of play thing.
Yeah. Yep.
As now shadows cover all but the pitcher's midsection and his face. Underkoffer comes set.
Right.
Coronati, another center cut. Every pitch he's thrown, first pitch, has been center cut meatball. Oh. Underkoffer hangs that one, just gets a piece. 0-2. Came down to their last strike with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh as they trail by two runs. Underkoffer lays off the low strike or the low fastball. 1-2 the count. Nice block by Herzing, catcher. Done a nice job behind the plate. Underkoffer grounds to the shortstop. It gets by him. Another weird hop there.
Yep. Still alive.
We're going to count that as a single for Underkoffer just because of how hard it was hit and how it kind of handcuffed the shortstop there. Now, Kane Jamerson represents the winning run here with two outs in the bottom of the seventh.
Ooh.
Swings underneath that first pitch. Again, a first pitch meaty strike by Gornati.
Ooh, that was right in there, too.
Another meaty one. So, again, Kane down to their last strike. Runners on first and second. Lundin at second. Ball's low. Just low. Jamerson looked back and said, please let that one be low. Home plate umpire said that was low, so 1-2 the count here. Joe, that got
right.
me. I jumped.
You jumped there.
That got me
you
good.
Gotcha. It's coming right at us again.
1-2. Jamerson just misses that as he fouls it straight back. And swings underneath it. And that'll be it from Szymanski Memorial Fields here in Kane. Final score going to be St. Mary's getting away 13-11 in seven innings. Great game played by both teams. Each team had the proverbial wheels fall off, and then each team came back from that situation. Great effort by both squads. Kane in it till the very end. St. Mary's, though, just able to capitalize on a couple more mistakes and able to get out of here victorious. They'll play the winner of Potter McKean and Dubois, which was also tonight down in Dubois. They'll play them July 8th. Kane will be back in action. I'll go to most likely, it will go to the winner of the Bradford versus Brockway game. If Bradford wins, they'll probably get the home game because they've only had one. Kane's had two. If Brockway wins, it might go to a coin flip. Not sure how they're going to do it. So stay tuned to our Facebook page, our any sort of social media. We'll have coverage for you moving forward. Chris, I'm going to send it to you while I tally up some stats here as best I can.
Yeah, just a few things here. You know, we're grateful to be out here doing this game. You know, great played game tonight here at Szymanski Memorial Field. You know, beautiful highlight field here, field number 2. Got a dirt infield. Well kept grass. Very nice. Very good game tonight. 13-11 was the final score from the Kane All Stars fall to the St. Mary's All Stars, And we talked a little bit before the game. This was a two Goliaths really going at each other with the way things have gone and the way the players have played in both these games. And right now we have the Kane team's talking, I believe, in their dugout. The St. Mary's team is out talking in right field, talking about the game, talking about what happened, and always coaching, always letting these kids know what's going on in the game. And this was a game brought to you by WXCY LP Kane 101.7, and right here at Szymanski Memorial Field. And Chris is almost done. I see him moving along there pretty quick with all the different stats and different things going. But we are really proud to bring this game to you. We talked a little bit about all the players. This is 11 and 12 year olds. This is the same series you would see if you'd watch on Williamsport, the Little League World Series. And yeah. What do you have there, Chris, for final tallies?
So we got St. Mary's going to squeak out of here 13 runs on 13 hits, several errors for Kane. And Kane scores 11 runs on 8 hits. So some more errors for St. Mary's. Just kind of, each team had one inning where they just couldn't seem to get the momentum going. St. Mary's claws back, scores plates two in the top of the sixth to tie it, and then plates three in the top of the seventh to take that win. Kane, though, battles back with two outs, able to score a run, stay in it, get the winning run to the plate, and unfortunately goes down swinging. But a great way to go down swinging if you're going to be battling. Kane finished with St. Mary's finished with 9 total strikeouts on the Kane batters, and Kane pitching had 5 strikeouts on the St. Mary's batters. Other than that, a pretty well-played game here on a beautiful ballpark. St. Mary's victorious. They will play next on July 8th at a site and time to be determined, probably by tomorrow afternoon. And Kane will play July 6th.
It's a Wednesday.
It'll be a Wednesday, yep. Middle of the week game. It'll either be in Kane, in Bradford, or in Brockway, one of those three. Again, we'll update you as soon as we find out on any of our social media outlets, sports briefs, anything like that, as well as listening live on 101.7 WXZY Radio Kane. But a great night here from Szymanski Memorial Fields for Chris Nicholas. I'm Chris Barber. Thanks for listening in. The final score, St. Mary's gets away after 7 innings, 13-11 over the Kane All-Stars. Have a good night. Happy Freedom Day coming up for you folks listening at home. We'll be back with the next Kane game in a couple days.